Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest the dividend stocks, take you along for the ride, just for the fun of it. Maybe you guys can share in the profits also. Can't see the screen? Is that what we're saying?
No, we're good. I'm sorry. I'm good.
All right. I just got to go in here, mute all. Sorry, guys. Going to mute you all. Fix that afterwards. Sorry about that, you listeners and listening world, whatever that is. Anyway, it is Wednesday. So we got, what, 3 days left? Yeah, today, tomorrow, and Friday, and another week has gone by. Let's see what the numbers look like, see where we are, and see what's going on. I forgot all about that. I got like $6,000 to play with. I might as well buy something. All right, anyway, that being said, AEO's top of the list. Let's take a look at the last 30 days for AEO. That would be the 10th. All right. The 10th was a Saturday, so we're going to look at the 11th. Okay, 30 days ago today was the 30-day double bottom at 21.86. Nice escalation was at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days to the upside. 10 days to the upside, topped off at 25.97. A little bit of a pullback to 24.30, and then 4 days to the 30-day high. Look at all these numbers. 7 days to the upside, 2 days down, 3 days up, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the 30-day high, 26.25, and that was on the 1st. Okay, 3 days down, 2 days sideways, and then yesterday was rather interesting. We opened up at 25.50, closed up at 24.40. Now, where am I with AEO? I think I'm 25.50. Oh, yuck, I'm 25.97. I did sell the 25.50s because I didn't think it was going to go over 25.50. So we'll see what happens. Now, when is AEO paying out their dividend? AEO. Go to 24 and into April. AEO is paying today. Cool. So I got a premium this week. I'm going to collect the dividend today because nobody bought me out. I'm perfectly okay with that. Now, what did I collect for AEO? Whoops, wrong one. AEO, here we are again. All right, so I jumped in at 25.97 last week, got a nice premium last week. This week, I didn't sell the 26s, which would have been at the money because I didn't think it was going to go over 25.50. Well, we'll see. So I sold the 25 and a half for 34 cents, well over 1%. I'm going to collect the dividend also. Thank you kindly. And then we will see on Friday where she ends up. I'll probably most likely take it into next week. And at this moment in time, next week is looking like a few more than this. 25.50 is going for 18 cents. It doesn't make me the happiest camper in the world. But you know what? I'm going to do the math. I'll check out all the premiums I collected and the dividend I collected, and then we'll go from there. Until then, like Johnny Boy says, the great John F. Kennedy, can't answer the questions of tomorrow with the information we have today. All right, that being said, let's get back. And next on the list is Albemarle, ALB. Albemarle, last 30 days. Let's go right there. We go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 119.37. Okay, a few days later, we got the 30-day bottom at 116.77. This thing kind of looks like it's all over the place. She goes up, pulls back. And it's like 1 or 2 days. Okay, 1 day to the upside, 2 days, 3 days to the downside. 1 day to the upside, 2 days to the downside. 1 day to the upside, 4 days to the downside. 3 days to the upside, one day to the downside. Really weird. Anyway, besides the point. Okay, I jumped into, wait a second. Yeah, the 30-day bottom was at 116.77. The 30-day top, which was yesterday. Now, she topped off yesterday at the 30-day high, but she closed lower. Okay, she hit a high of 133.72, but ended up closing at 129.16. Okay, so where am I with Albemarle? I'm at 131. I sold off the 129s. Now, when do we have the dividend for Albemarle? ALB. Ooh, not in the month of April. May? Nope. June. Wow. That's going to be a long time holding that thing if it doesn't hit my price exit target. Anyway, is what it is. All right, so that's Able Mile. Don't get me wrong. I like Able Mile. I have no problem holding on to it. The premium was good, so is what it is. Let's move on to the next one. Bitto, that is a calendar spread. We're not going to talk about that at this moment in time. Those, however, will be something we're going to cover in another... I'm debating whether it's going to be another channel or it's going to be a different level because it's a lot more complicated and it has a lot more risk to it. But then again, the returns are ridiculous. All right, Lowe's. Now, you guys been following me for a while. You know I buy Lowe's every quarter. Why do you think that is? I mean, think about it. Why would I buy Lowe's every single quarter? Well, because every quarter the numbers just work. I think that's pretty plain and simple, right to the point. 30 days ago, we opened up at 241.32. 2 weeks later, we're at that 30-day high at 262.49. Now we got a triple bottom Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Now that was 237.81, 237.83, 237.97. Okay, great. Yesterday, we ended up at 244.39. All right, so where am I with Lowe's? Lows at 238.62. I sold off to 240s. I'm $4 in the money. I got no problem whatsoever saying, thank you very much, Mr. Lowe's. We'll see you again next year. But let's say a look at what Lowe's looks like. When is the dividend for Lowe's? L-O-W. The 19th. Okay, so I'm going the wrong way. Sorry. That wasn't correct. The 23rd. Okay, so we're into the 10th, okay, which is week number 2 of April, all right, which is week number 15 for the year. All right, so that being said, we got this week, next week, and the week after to take advantage of that $1.10 dividend. Now, there's a good possibility that I will be called out this week. No problem. I will again check out Lowe's first thing Monday morning because Monday morning... It's another whole week before the dividend, which means more people are going to be jumping in, seeing if they can buy that. That being said, let's take a look at what is next on the list. Macy's. Ooh, Macy's is my favorite this year so far. This one has made me the most money out of all of them. Okay, last 30 days for Macy's. I'm going to apologize for the noise in the background. It's Wednesdays, and you know what the funny thing is? We were talking about this morning as they first started up the lawnmowers. It's like, the grass is not growing. Why are they mowing the lawn? Well, here's the thing. It's a company who gets paid to mow the lawn, regardless if it needs it or not. And then it's a condo association that pays to have the lawn mowed, whether it needs it or not. So the only one losing out on the deal are the people being woken up by the noise for a lawn that doesn't need to be mowed being paid by someone who has no idea whether it needs to be mowed or not. That's American business for you. Doesn't need to be mowed, but they're mowing it anyway because they're getting paid. Interesting. Okay, Macy's. Sorry about that. Just had to get a little bit of a rant. 30 days ago, 21.21. 2 weeks, a week and a half later, we got the high of the 30-day period, 21.10. Now, from there, we got 5 days to the downside, 2 days up, 4 days down. Now, look where we are. Monday was up. Tuesday was up. We're sitting at 1969. I jumped in at Lowe's at 1966. Okay, I sold an average of the 1950s for a 16-cent profit. That makes no sense whatsoever. Well, see, I do make mistakes once in a while. Now, think about this for a second. I'm into it at 1966. I sold the 1950s and I got 16 cents a share. You add the 16 cents a share that I collected, add it onto the call strike that I sold, and I'm breaking even at 1966. Okay, that wasn't very brilliant at all. So see guys, you should always double check your numbers and make sure you're right because I done messed up on that one. I probably was looking at that 1855 that I bought. Yeah, because I bought, on the 1st, I bought him at 1988. All right. And then on the 4th, which was a week later, a few days later, I bought him $18.55, dollar cost average down. I was probably looking at that $18.55, not looking at the average price. That's the only way I can look at it. All right, is what it is. Let's see what happens on Friday. 3M, again, that is a calendar spread, so we're not going to look at that one. Let's jump on over to the other trading account to see what those numbers look like. Abelmar, we looked at JD. Let's take a look at JD. JD for the last 30 days. But here we go. Now, JD 30 days ago was the 30-day bottom at $25.58. 2 days later, 30-day top, $28.55. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if you're at a 30-day bottom, okay, and you buy, 2 days later, you're at a 30-day top, and you don't sell, you know, I really can't feel bad for people who don't sell when the profit's there, because nobody ever went broke taking profits. That's day three into the 30-day quarter, okay? We had a little bit of pullback, up, pullback, up, pullback. Now we get a new, not a 30-day bottom, but she went down 4 days, settled at 25.87. Now, yesterday was a nice uptick. We're sitting at 26.70. Now, where am I with JD? Now, I caught the premiums on JD this week, premiums last week on JD, and dividends last week on JD. All right, so I'm in at 27.71. I sold off the 27.50s. Kind of thinking, okay, we all know what that is. Kind of thinking that it's not going to hit 27.50. I'll probably bring this into next week, and I'll just keep collecting that premium. I'm perfectly okay with that. Not a bad deal. Now, Para, I know some of us in the audience have Paramount still. I do also. So let's take a look at Paramount for the last 30 days. That would be right there. 30 days ago today was the 30-day bottom, okay? And that was 10.85. Got you up, you're down, big move, okay? Drop down again, 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 and then really huge move on the third, okay? Now, that was last Wednesday. Now, you got a big move like this on a Wednesday, of course you're going to have profit taking, okay? We had the 30-day high. It was 13.80. Very next day, she gaps down. Not gaps down, but she... All right, hold on. Last Wednesday, she closed at 13.52. Thursday, she opened up at 12.39. That's a big drop, okay? And Friday, she dropped. Monday, she dropped. Tuesday, she dropped. Where's she going to open up today? Don't really know. All right, so where am I with Paramount? Paramount, I'm in this one at 11.80. I sold off the 12s, got well over 1%. Okay, it's sitting at 10.97. Now, my options are only worth 7 cents. I could buy them back, but I'm going to let them expire worthless and then do the exact same thing again next week. Okay, well, that's all my positions. 13 minutes. You guys have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow, where basically we're going to do the same thing over again. Just check out where the positions are, see what we're thinking for Friday, because right now, I'm not even thinking about Friday because it's only Wednesday. Nothing really big to look at. Other than that, you guys have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. Have a great day.